SimplySafe.com. Whole home protection, protection for every window, room, and door against intruders, fires, water damage, medical emergencies, and more. All monitored 24/7 by professionals ready to dispatch police. Everything you need to know. Expert Chief SimpliSafe Home Security, named Best Home Security Overall by U.S. News and World Report. Awarded by Popular Mechanics and more. Like live professional alerts. Our monitoring staff calls you when trouble is detected and stays with you until it's solved. Dispatch faster with usual verification. Adding visual verification to your monitoring plan lets us verify your alarm is ready so police can dispatch faster. It's a lot less expensive. We cut out the middleman and mark up so you get more security for less with no contact. Prepared for the unexpected. Lose power, lose Wi-Fi, someone attacks the system, natural disaster, SimpliSafe is ready. Protects against fires and water damage, more than just intruders. Our pros monitor against leaks, floods, fires, and more. Keep an eye inside and out. With HD security cameras for indoors and out, see what's happening all the time. Designated to disappear from the tiny size of our sensors to easy one-touch control means they'll never notice your security system. Detects people, ignores pests. Motion sensors use a precision human form detection algorithm. Compare your security options. Traditional home security monitored by professional 36-month contract. Monitoring costs $37 to $53 a month. Hardwired, never needs a landline. Poor rating on Trustpilot. SimpliSafe, the better way. Monitored by professionals, no contract. Wireless, no drilling or landline required. Great rating on Trustpilot. Easy to set up yourself in no time. How it works, choose your security sensors, we'll walk you through exactly what your home needs and ship it to your front door under a week. Set it up in just a few minutes, no trials needed, or let one of our pros do it for you. Sensors guard all your rooms and entry points. If there is a trouble, our monitoring center will call you and if needed, dispatch authorities. More reasons to choose SimpliSafe. Arm, disarm from your anywhere, forgot to arm your system, need to let someone in, do it right from your phone anytime. Almost never change your batteries. Batteries last all for almost a decade and entry sensors, the best lifespan in the industry. Battery life may vary based on use. Alexa, arm my system, use your system with Alexa, Google Assistant, August Locks, Apple Watch, and more. Keep an eye on cabinets, safes, and more. Secret alerts quietly alerts you if someone accesses private areas without sounding an alarm. Customized for your home. Well, we'll customize the right system for your home's needs. Incredible range. Many wireless security systems struggle to cover your entire house. Ours can cover large homes with ease. Custom alerts for friends and family. Set up text alerts so friends and family stay in the know. Duress pin. If someone forces you to disarm your system, your duress pin will securely alert the authorities. Meet the station. Boost station. The trust comes with a built-in cell connection to rapidly alert our emergency dispatch center. Try it, test it, love it, or return it. Test SimpliSafe in your home for 60 days. Your system is ready to work. No drilling or tools needed. If you aren't 100% satisfied, we'll return it for a full refund. We'll even pay for return shipping. Here are your weekly recaps and spoilers for April 1st through the 5th. Hope you had a happy Easter and the Young and the Restless recap. Phil Sebza's Christina Daae's lovemaking and Jordan's fate is revealed. Ever since coming home to find Daniel, spending time with his ex, Liz has been debating on how to move forward. Today she marks at least one item off her agenda by addressing some unfinished business with Heather. Phil's may have told Danny that she was moving on, but we all knew that wasn't the case. What we didn't know was what she'd do next, but whatever it is, it's definitely going to put Danny and Christine on edge. Since Nikki may not love the fact that Hubby Victor's suddenly questioning the decisions she's making. Blast from the past, good lord, girl. Michelle Stafford draws photos that stun our Genoa City family. Review Audra's shocking next move will leave Douglas head spinning and yours too. Audra jumps Tucker and his company. Christine and Danny confront Phyllis until he gives Adam advice. Slowly but surely, people in Genoa City are starting to notice that something's not quite right with Ashley. It lands to pick up on the not-so-subtle Jack and Tracy. Maybe they ever should take a look at her handy-dandy guide to Ashley's alternate personalities. Hello, Sue. Danny focuses all his romantic energy on cricket, which is not likely to go over too well with the redhead. Audra makes a decision that's going to prove shocking to some. Will Tucker be among those caught off guard by our next move? Billy issues a warning. Lily Waller lowers the boom, and Adam and Chelsea hash it out. Are Daniel and Heather going to have a future together? That could be a big topic of discussion as the weather warns about what's next. What's next? Ever since Connor was diagnosed with OCD, the boys' friends have been doing their best to get him help, but they're about to hit a major roadblock when they disagree on how to move forward. Look out, folks, because Lily is about to prove that when it comes to business, she's large and in charge. WTH, Jungle Wrestlers has a sharing crisis we never saw coming. Nikki receives a harrowing phone call. Connor agrees to treatment, and Kyle and Diane fight. Should Victor and Diane be worried about the fact that yet again Nikki's sticking Jack into her covenants? Adam needs someone to ride in with support, and Sally does what she can to provide it to him. It's been clear for a while now that Kyle does not mom's position at Jabot, you know, the one he gave his blessing to. The real trick may be how Diane and son navigate the tricky waters ahead. Preview, Claire catches the new. The eye of someone new, and spoiler flips. Another blast of past could become the latest threat to the future of several Genoa City residents. Nick and Victor hatch a plan. Jack reels a run-in with Tucker, and Nick comes to Adam's aid. Claire's brand new love takes another exciting turn when she happens to catch the eye of someone new. To see that Nick and Adam have never been close would be a massive understatement, so when the old farmer offers a lot, the latter was unsolicited advice. We'll go in one ear and out the other. Next week, Victor closes in on one woman determined to destroy his family. Elsewhere, Billy is making promise again. Ashley decides to offer up a confession, and someone appears to have their eye on Nikki. Restless Rat previewing Jordan's last stand, plus Ashley alters out of control. Audra's shocking move, the trouble with Lily payback, and more. Monday, April 1st, forget Waldo. The person everyone's searching for this day is Jordan, who manages to get a clue to as to where she's hiding out while the bad woman might be caught again. Ashley's about to have the kind of awakening that will definitely shock her system. Perhaps the most contentious duo in the Newman family, Adam and Victoria, may wind up at loggerheads again when she challenges her anew. Diane knows that Kyle's not been thrilled with the way things played out in the executive office, while her conversation with Jack about a future at Jabot lead to yet another change. Tuesday, April 2nd. Hey, Daniel, you screwed things up big time when you cheated on Lily. At least that's how we say it. So we're not at all surprised that you and Heather are struggling to figure out your new normal. Here we'll learn a bit more about the life she missed out on when Victoria and Cole share more about their history. Is the past about to repeat itself? It sounds like that might be the case when Phil shares what we're told is a surprising encounter with Billy. Wednesday, April 3rd, if one were about to make a confession, the typically non-judgmental Tracy would probably be the person you'd want to hear it. You'd want hearing it listen in as Ashley opens up to her sister. Tucker and Audra have a complex relationship, to say the least, but he's about to prove himself to her in a big way. Nikki finds out that she has a secret admirer. Here's hoping it's not one of the Tucker varieties. We've never felt more connected to Courtney Hope than we did this week. Thursday, April 4th. Turns out Billy doesn't even have to be in the room to cause trouble. How else to explain Lily and Devon butting heads over what the future will hold for Jill's son at Chancellor Winters? Oh dear, Nikki's about to give in to temptation. Maybe that doesn't mean what we think it does, but perhaps she's sneaking a few chocolates and not downing the nearest bottle of booze. Audra knows better than to take words or actions at face value, which is why she winds up questioning his motives. Friday, April 5th. a while back, Justin Morrow told us he'd love to work more with Crystal Khalil. Well, sounds like he'll get the chance when Lily and Nick find themselves reconnecting. Lily's been there to help Chelsea deal with Connor, so hopefully she can trust the latest promise he's about to make. Adam appears to be need a little guidance, Portia tells her to point him in the right direction. The Bold and Beautiful recap. Hope wants Stephanie to back off, and Stephanie's just Thomas take Douglas to Paris and dump Hope. Thomas reels to Rich about Hope blindsided him, because every woman straight out of a marriage should immediately want to tie the knot with the guy with whom she's been hooking up with for a few months, right? Wait, that sounds ridiculous. Both defiant and angry, Stephanie and Hope's argument hits its tipping point. Get a sneak peek this week as you tune into the show. Hope fights with Thomas, even as Stephanie urges him to leave. Unaware that not everyone wants to get married or remarried annually, Rich demands answers from Hope. Brooke, on the other hand, defends her, despite her own marriage keep being strained at best. New relationship expert Stephanie gives Thomas advice on how to get over his heartbreak. B&B Alan Kim Matula, ex-Hope, Hallmark fed Phil sparks into a new Christmas romance, and wait until you hear where they're filming on location. Thomas tells Hope he's leaving, and Brooke and Steffi clash. Rather than let the couple work out their issues themselves, Brooke and Steffi battle over Hope and Thomas. Hope is stunned when Thomas announces a life-changing decision. Uh-oh, sounds like he's taking Steffi's advice to heart. Thomas says goodbye, and Hope breaks down after a heartbreaking conversation with Douglas. Thomas and Hope have a difficult discussion with Douglas, and if it's difficult, it's probably going to go along the lines of mom and daddy having some problems, but we're working them out like rational adults. Stephanie's pleased with her glorious victory, but we're pretty sure it's going to be short-lived. What will happen with Stephanie's relationship? She's unwillingly written the end of her own love story. Trey Bien, Bold and Beautiful, has set the scene for a romantic reunion between two former lovers. Hope tries to slap Stephanie, and Zendy asks Lulu a pointed question. Stephanie and Hope feud escalates as the two slings accusations at each other, as if to make everyone else seem level-headed by comparison. Then they ask Luna if there's a possibility of a future for them, because what woman doesn't want to make last time with a guy who had sex with her when she was locked to the end on special mints? All Rivera, Bold and Bill bid adieu to Thomas, and he's not the only one. Next week, friends and loved ones gather to say a final farewell to Sheila, who, of course, had no real friends or loved ones. Meanwhile, Finn makes a big accusation. Eric greets an old friend, and Deacon pays his last respects. Monday, April 1st, Finn accuses Stephanie of using Thomas Hope's breakup to create a Forrester versus Logan feud. Zendy and Luna find themselves in a surreal location. Hope is surprised by Liam's authentic concern and comfort. Tuesday, April 2nd, Stephanie flips when she learns of the memorial service Deacon is planning for Sheila. The local sister attempted to dissuade Deacon from involving Finn and Hope in his plans. Liam and Hope are sharing an endearing moment with Beth. Wednesday, April 3rd, with Hope and Finn in attendance, Deacon gives an emotional farewell to Sheila Carter. Thursday, April 4th, Stephanie and Liam are conflicted by Finn and Hope's choice. Lauren Fenwell visits Eric, who reminisces about his time with Sheila. Finn gives an impassioned send-off to his mother. Vile mother, that is. Friday, April 5th, Eric and Lauren rejoice over Sheila's passing. Hope and Finn bond over their shared connection. I didn't believe her. Deacon accompanies Sheila's body to the crematorium. General Hospital recap. John demands Jason tell him what went wrong with the operation. Trina tries to let Spencer go, and Jake believes his dad shot Dante. Ever since returning to Port Charles, there have been a whole lot of questions surrounding Jason's time away. Now the only person who can tell us the whole story, the man himself, is finally ready to do so. Could Kate be Jason's ticket to freedom? A little part of himself awash with complicated emotions. Meanwhile, Jake, too, has a lot to deal with and finds his anger boiling over, seeing just how much pain Trina's in. Still has had to ride whatever coverage she can. Having been burned before, Michael knows he must proceed with caution. Kate Manson reveals her show's crush on a co-star, who's a bona fide old-school babe. Kylie has one and only one goal of mine, getting to Jason, but will she after she managed to do so, watch out, Nina, because Galapagos Avis once again, they will suddenly need someone to lean on. Just how close will they get? Chris has a few suspicions. Gregory appears to be deteriorating quickly. Is he entering the final stage of his illness? Or might something ultimately kill him if Finn ever to help his dad? Sam confronts Jason about Dante's shooting. Brooklyn delivers a message to Jason, and Anna suggests Dex join the TCPD. It's the moment Jason and Finn have been waiting for, and those who love her with Dante might be dreading. Jason and Sam finally reunite. Meanwhile, the son of Danny finds himself butting heads with Elizabeth and Jason's offspring. Danny, Dex has been trying to figure out the best way to possible out of his current mess. Will the offer Danny makes prove to be exactly what he's been looking for? When Trina makes a heartbreaking confession, to whom is she making it? Brooklyn shares a message. Josh Kelly. Kelly pays a close start. Those of a compliment, and in turn, he's given thanks. With all the choices out there, it means a lot. Jason is set free on bail. Sam will hope when Dante stirs, and Carly lashes out at Sunny for banning Jason. Perhaps not surprisingly, Jason's arraignment turns into a fiasco as tempers flare with accusations. Why, translation, you couldn't pay us to miss it. What manages to catch both Carly and the luckless author? Sunny finds himself filled with doubt. Could he be second guessing what he's believed until now to be true? Nina makes it clear she's not the type of woman who gives up once she set herself on something. Sam finally finds herself feeling hopeful. At long last, one of daytime's most dynamic sibling reunites. That's right, Sunny and Jason together again, but has their friendship been able to survive everything that's gone down in recent weeks? For the second time this week, Abe and Sunny wind up sharing a close moment, and for the second time this week, we're wondering just how close they'll get. Might the Friday clear leave us asking the ultimate sub-question, will they or won't they? And this provided with some very important information. What is Valentine making arrangements for? Maybe the lady, Danny, and Rock are summoned to the hospital to be by Dante's bedside. Is it because he's better or worse? Next week, Dante is on the road to recover, which means there are questions to be answered and favors to be asked. Meanwhile, Sam is concerned about a loved one. Jason visits people from his past and wants information from Brennan, and at least one couple makes significant progress in their romance. Monday, April 1st, happy 61st anniversary, General Hospital. We're not saying Leah's on Ben should get excited, but Jason will pay Elizabeth and Jake a visit, do what you will. Now that Dante's finally awake, he can tell the truth about what happened the night of his shooting, and it makes it clear to Sunny that a line has been drawn in the sand. Diane is ready to help Alexis in any way she can. Oh, Mama, it looks as if Natalia is ready to take control of things. Her daughter Blaze is a concern. Now that we know Valentine has a plan for Sunny, is Ava working with him? Tuesday, April 2nd, Drew wants to see exactly how Nia's doing in a new position. Jagger, sorry, John, wants to take it Peckman down, and he thinks his latest plan will prove successful. What will Anna do with the information Jason provides her? Carly has something to get off her chest, and so does Michael. Will they be confessing to one another or other people? Anna has approached Dex about joining the local police force, but there are still hurdles to be jumped, including an interview. Wednesday, April 3rd, as Dante continues down the road to recovery, he's asked a pretty big favor by Chase and Brooklyn. Finn continues to worry about Dad Gregory's downward spiral, which prompts him to share his feelings with Elizabeth. Sasha and Cody had danced around wasn't long enough. They say they're finally going to admit they have feelings for one another. How will Christina react to the news Ms. Blaze shares with her? Tracy and Stella have reached their understanding the last time they saw one another. How will it go when they cross paths again? Thursday, April 4th. Will Tracy listen to words of advice she's offered by Terry? As Curtis proves herself to be a rock for Trina, Josh finds herself getting a big shock. Kiva is right there by Laura's side when she goes to check up on Heather. Is a longtime loon really making a return to even semi-normalcy? Sounds like Cody might be in for a treat as Sasha proves she's got mad skills in the kitchen. Friday, April 5th, Drew has no patience where John is concerned, and that's about to become very clear. Brooklyn has Grandma Lila's dress, but all is not right with her wedding wear, so is Lois to the rescue. Christina's dad and Blaze's mom are about to get to know each other even better. She wondered just how well. Unaware of just how close to home the truth would hit, Anna goes to Brennan with questions about Pikeman. With everything going on in their lives, Sam can't help but be concerned about Danny. There's a last Peacock recap. Chris and Oz get under Brady and Teresa's skin. John can't accept forgiveness, and Xander vows to expose Constantine. What does Constantine do that has Maggie seeing him differently, and might she finally be getting a glimpse of the type of man he really is? Meanwhile, Sarah tries to convince Xander that Constantine has changed his ways, and certainly Xander of all people should understand just how possible that is, right? Rocked by recent revelations, John struggles to deal with his past even as those close to him offer their support. But can Steve and Molly get through to him? Kristen and Alex think of a wicked scheme that they hope will get through everything they want, but will Brady and Teresa walk into the trap being set for them? Alex rebuffs Teresa's advances, Brady rejects Kristen, and Tripp gives Wendy an answer. Alex and Teresa's foreheads touch and their lips and the parted lips nearly touch. They face death and proclaim their love, but are Wendy and Tripp ready for what comes next? Abe and Paula take a moment to reflect on the true miracles they've been blessed enough to experience. It looks as if Alex and Chris's plan has at least partially worked. How do we know? Because Brady is about to get up in his rival's face. Meanwhile, Kristen has to figure out exactly how to play Teresa. One wrong step and all could be lost. Austin and Sweeney and Victor Webster reunite on Hallmark. Tate suggests Holly never tell the truth. And Jade accuses Stephanie. Solomon Tate holds a wall floor observer to his ear at the halfway house. Holly's reluctant to tell Nicole the truth about Tate and the drugs, but is her mom actually ready to hear what she has to say? Being the sensitive soul he is, Tate puts pen to paper and dreams about his very complicated plans by Holly. Molly and Eric have a long conversation about the thinkable that best tonight that exists between Sloan and Nicole as they all prepare for the baby's christening. Xander visits Harris to drop a little bit of news on him. Basically, Scott wants it to know that he was not the one who shot Harris. Things have gotten complicated for Stephen and Eric, which means they need to sit down and try to sort things out. Despite Melinda's warning, Leo interrupts the christening. In the square, Melinda yells at Leo while poking his chest. He glowers at her. She wears a flowy green dress. He wears a pink suit with a swirly pattern. Cynthia tells us the next few episodes will be important. Why? Because folks will gather for Jesus' christening, and let's just say that things in this town, events like this, tend to go off a tad off the rails. Things get off to a rough start as the cult. And EJ finally is struggling to deal with Holly. Marlena has a whole hands full of trying to go to John there right now. The most important thing he can do is forgive himself, but it seems unlikely he'll be able to do so as easily as a wife might like. Melinda has instructions from Leo, and they boil down to two simple words: keep quiet. Brady and Roman are there to offer their support when it's needed. Holly finally admits the drugs were hers, while Leo keeps mum about Jude unless the payments stop. At the Tamara Mansion, Nicole holds a swallow of Jude. Melinda's brow deeply creases and Stone stifly smiles. Eric politely looks on as the christening ceremony gets underway. One question hangs in the air: will the truth about the babe finally come to light? As a former priest, Eric is used to hearing confessions, but how will he react to the one Holly's about to make? Nothing good can come home. Some of it, while when Leo and Melinda Sloan get to make a pact, Teresa makes it clear to Tate that she wants answers from him, and she wants them now. Next week, Ann Pilot finally gets the news they've been waiting for, and she cancer free. Marlena puts Everett under hypnosis. Kate makes a promise to Lucas, and Chad and Leo learn about Stefan's arrest. Monday, April 1st, Holly has been trying to tell the truth about a drug overdose for ages. When she at last stuns Everett with the details, will they finally not only listen to, but believe her? EJ is less than thrilled about how supportive Eric is when Nicole processes what she's learned. Love ain't easy, which is basically the gist when Teresa has a long conversation with Tate about the pitfalls of relationships. Did Abe's angel-assisted love really cure Paulina? The couple will find out today if she's cancer-free or not. Xander takes a closer look at the evidence that's been compiled against him. Will he find something that helps clear his name? To disabled second breakup decision was just going to pay a visit to the grave of his late much-missed wife, Abigail. What's going to happen between Stephanie and Eric? We'll get an update along with Julie. Meanwhile, the troubled young man becomes the latest time to go hypnosis with Marlena. The bakery is busy as ever, so Johnny offers to lend Chanel a helping hand. Ava and Harris must be really, really exhausted because they decide to spend the whole day in bed. Oh, wait a minute. Wednesday, April 3rd, Rafe may have to rethink things when Sarah and Xander show up, determined to make their case. Jada is more than a tad skeptical about whatever supposedly learned during his hypnosis. Will Stephanie feel the same way? Tripp realizes that Wendy isn't necessarily over the trauma they recently underwent. It looks as if Ava and Harris finally arrive from the bed, if only to share a special private date. Thursday, April 4th, Nicole, who knows quite a lot about the topic, lectures all about the consequences of her actions. Meanwhile, Tate's parents are happy to finally bring him back home. Will Truth accept Alex's invitation to move in with him? I'll later on discuss the recovering woman's upcoming treatment. Kate vows that she will do what it takes to help Lucas feel free. Friday, April 5th. Tate may be spending the morning with his dad, but the young man's mind is totally on Holly. Determined to make sure Holly knows how serious the situation is, and the core refuses to take it easy where the girl's punishment is concerned. Although Eric feels about forgets our mentor Stephanie Sloan can't help but take them to heart. In her heart, Jada is no longer married to Everett Bobby, but can she convince Red that it's not true in any other sense of the word? Chad Lim may want to yell stop the presses when Everett shows up with breaking news about Stefan. Thank you for listening to these spoilers. Have a good week and stay safe.